You're listening to SBS News.
Fiona McDonald works as a motorcycle mechanic, a career she did not originally have in mind.
I actually didn't get a career advice about entering a trade. I fell into it by quite unusual circumstances. Someone asked me if I knew anybody looking for an apprenticeship, and I just took up the opportunity. But I think that if I had been given career advice on trades when I was a lot younger, it would have been something I did straight after high school, not something I did later in life. And that would have given me more opportunity to earn more money when I'm younger, because apprenticeship you earn while you learn. And I perhaps would have been able to get an earlier start in life, like buying my own house a lot earlier than I did.
The Managing Director of Tradeswomen Australia says she was pleasantly surprised to hear of the pre-budget announcement on apprenticeships, and she hopes more women are incentivised to enter the trade industry.
This is absolutely incredible news and a great opportunity for us to increase women's participation in trade, which is currently sitting at less than 2%, and it's been that figure for more than 25 years now.
From the 5th of October, trainees and apprentices who are in training on the 1st of July will have half their wages subsidised by taxpayers for 12 months. Employment Minister Michaelia Cash says the $1.2 billion wage subsidy scheme will deliver 100,000 apprenticeships and will be on offer to all industries across the country.
This is also so important as we see so many young people will soon leave school at the end of this year and enter the labour market. And so for any of them who are thinking, I'd like to undertake an apprenticeship or a traineeship, what today's announcement does is give businesses out there of any size, small, medium or large, the confidence to take on that additional Australian apprentice or trainee.
The National Australian Apprenticeships Association and the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry has welcomed the initiative, saying it will help young people seeking their first full-time job during the pandemic. But Australian Industry Group Chief Executive Innes Willocks says there needs to be more support for employers to create more long-term sustainable jobs using employment, education and training. In March, the federal government announced $1.3 billion for existing apprenticeship arrangements. It has set aside $500 million for its job trainer package to help young trainees learn skills through short courses. Funding contributions are expected to be matched by contributions from state and territory governments. Jesse Ahern from CTR Pacific Commercial Bricklaying says many businesses in the construction industry are doing it tough.
When you sort of are considering whether or not to take on an apprentice, it really is a 3 to 4 year commitment. And you want to make sure that you can afford to pay for that apprentice, because at first they're fresh on the job, they don't know what they're doing, they have sort of lower productivity and that sort of thing. So it really is a commitment from the employer to cover the costs of having an apprentice. So where you've got a subsidy to help cover those costs, it's exactly the sort of policy that we really support.
While the overall jobless rate fell to 6.8% in August, unemployment for those aged 15 to 24 hovered near 20%. Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says he's concerned about the lack of long-term support for younger workers.
This announcement won't make up for the 140,000 fewer apprenticeships and traineeships in the system since the government came to office. This is a government that promised 300,000 new apprenticeships, and instead have delivered 140,000 fewer apprenticeships. What we need to ensure here is that young people in particular, but apprentices and trainees and workers more broadly, are invested in, not just to get them through this difficult period, but so that there's a vision for training, so that young people aren't sacrificed to this recession, so that we don't have a lost generation of workers, and so people can grab the opportunities of the recovery and benefit from technological and economic change, not just be its victims.
Mr Chalmers says he's also concerned the JobKeeper wage subsidy was wound back too quickly. From last week, the $1,500 fortnightly payment has been cut to $1,200 for full-time workers and halved for part-time staff. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the budget forecasts will assume a coronavirus vaccine will be developed in the next year. Australia is set to forecast a record deficit of about $200 billion as the country experiences its first recession in 29 years, after posting a 7% fall in the June quarter GDP. Mr. Frydenberg told SBS News the federal government is considering a number of ways to stimulate economic activity, including migration policy.
We've already announced initiatives to go and identify talent from around the world and provide an opportunity for them to run a business, to start a business here in Australia. We'll continue to look for innovative ways to attract the best and brightest to Australia, as well as having our humanitarian programs and our family reunion programs. And immigration has been a great source of Australia's strength. I'm a product of it, you're a product of it, and long may that continue.
But he says the government is committed to bringing forward Stage 2 and 3 of its tax cuts policy for higher income earners. The Stage 3 proposal, due to start in July 2024, reduces the tax rate for those earning between $45,000 and $200,000 to 30 cents in the dollar. The think tank the Australia Institute has released new research showing between 7 and 12-fold more jobs would be created by putting money into the healthcare and education sectors, compared to bringing forward income tax cuts. The Institute's senior economist, Matt Grudnoff, says up to 162,000 jobs could be created.
The reason that tax cuts are such poor stimulus is because they're saved. And we also know from ABS data that the savings rates have climbed to near record highs. They haven't been this high since the mid-70s. They're worried that they're going to lose their job. They're trying to pay down debt. They're trying to build up a nest egg. Stimulus saved is stimulus wasted. So a lot of the stimulus going in tax cuts will be wasted. The best way to create jobs is through investment in employment-intensive industries, not through tax cuts that mostly go to high-income earners.
Separately, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says Tuesday night's budget would also include subsidised treatment options for Australians with liver cancer, myopia and Parkinson's disease. This would be done through amended listings on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.